This week, we ponder our pause. Ken Silver wrote in with a three-part question, starting with this.
Why are people either right-handed or left-handed? What possible benefit does that have over being ambidextrous?
Over to Professor of Psychology Chris McManus from University College London.
Well, even if the right and the left hand are equally proficient as each other, as Adam Smith once said, it always pays to specialise. So if you practice half the time with the right hand and half the time with the left, you've actually practiced only half as long with the right hand as someone who only practices with their right hand, and therefore they become twice as good. And if they're twice as good at finding food or killing opponents, it's obvious who goes to the wall first. So it pays to specialise there. In actual fact, the hands aren't equal, and the right hand in right handers is actually faster and better, particularly for tiny little movements at the ends of the limbs, particularly in the fingers and the toes. And so people tend to use the better hand, and it gets better still with more practice.
Thanks, Chris. And next part of your question, Ken.
I find I'm right-handed, right-footed, and even right-eyed. When I wore a single muff headset on my job, though, I preferred it on my left ear and not my right. So that's a bit of a question.
So the simple answer here is you're left-eared. And in fact, although 90% of people are right-handed, only 80% are right-footed, 70% are right-eyed, and about 60% are right-eared. So that leaves a lot of funny combinations around, and you're one of them.
Oh, and do animals also display handedness?
Many animals do show a preference for one side or the other, but for instance, in mice, 50% prefer to use their right paw and 50% prefer to use their left. So they have individual handedness or pawedness, but not group handedness or pawedness. Some animals do show group preferences, though, but it's very rare to find anything as extreme as the human situation where we have 90% one way round and 10% the other way round. But those group asymmetries do exist, and that means animal brains must be asymmetric as well in some way.
Thanks, Ken, for getting in touch, and Chris, for the answers. Sticking with the brain, we next zoom in to examine this.
Hello, my name's John, and I'm calling from Belfast. I'd like to know why MRI imaging is so low quality. Why are the images so blurry? And how long will it be before we can get accurate, sharp imaging of the brain and the tissues inside the head for correct diagnosis of diseases? Thanks.
So why are MRI images so blurry, and could psychiatry be better at diagnosing disorders of the brain if there were better imaging techniques available?
And if you know why, email Chris at thenakedscientist.com. You can Facebook us at Naked Scientists or get in touch with us with Twitter. We're at Naked Scientists.
And if that's got you thinking of many more questions about handedness, then also get in touch as we're having a special programme dedicated to left-right asymmetry in April. Closing this week's show, though, we asked earlier how quickly do brain cells form in babies? And the answer is... bum, bum, bum. 250,000 brain cells are formed every minute. The Naked Scientists comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the STFC and the EPSRC. I'm Hannah Critchlow, and thank you for listening.